Hi, I'm Steve and I'm part of the team at Metro. I'll be honest, when Sam first asked me earlier this week if I'd be happy to share a few thoughts for this service, the first thing I thought was, man, I wish I didn't let my flatmate shave my head last week. I certainly wasn't intending to go on camera when I agreed to that. And the second thing I thought was, I don't actually know loads about Pentecost. Ask me about one of the big ones, about Easter, about Christmas, I can talk about those, but I've not spent a lot of time studying Pentecost. Over the course of this week, as I've spent time reading about, thinking about, praying about this, I've become increasingly excited to talk with you on this topic, because it's actually this incredibly empowering message. So to give some context, as Christians we believe that everyone was made by God and was made good, and was made for a relationship with God. We believe we live in a broken world where, because of decisions that we've made, things we've got wrong, things which have been done wrong to us, we now see anxiety, depression, fear, disease as a result of a breakdown in this relationship. Now, a few weeks ago, we celebrated Easter. And at Easter, we celebrate that God loved the world so much that he sent down his son, Jesus, to pay the price of those wrongdoings, those bad decisions. And that price was death. And we believe that Jesus died for us. And that 3 days later, he rose again. And that he conquered the grave. But with that, we now can step into this new life, living in relationship with God again. And we believe that when we die, we'll be raised in the same way and we'll be able to go and live life as it was intended to be. Now, the problem is sometimes when we share the gospel and when we hear the gospel, I think we stop there. When I die, I'll go to heaven and I'll live with Jesus. When I die, I will see God's kingdom come. When I die, I will have peace. When I die, when I die, when I die. Now, that might be good news. I believe that to be true. But it isn't really great news, because I don't really want to wait until I die to see God's kingdom. I don't want to wait until I die to live in relationship with God. And that's where Pentecost has this incredible message, where God takes this spirit that we saw as Jesus rose from the dead, and he gives it to Jesus' followers, his disciples, and says, here's this brand new life, this new way of living that you can step into right now in the power of his spirit. You know, we've been looking at Romans 8, and Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says that if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. That same spirit will give life to your mortal bodies. What an incredible, empowering message to hear. That same spirit is available, that new life is available for us to step into. Now, the challenge I'd give to myself, I think sometimes as Christians, and I know I do this, we can believe in God, believe Jesus died for us, accept him as our saviour, and we're handed this brand new life, this new way of living to step into. And we take it and we look at it and we're genuinely grateful. And then we just pop it on the side and we carry on living as we were living in the first place. The only difference is we've got this nice new way of living. Occasionally we might get it out, look at it, feel grateful again, but then it goes back on the shelf again. You know, we never actually take the time to open it up and step into that new life, that new way of living. Now, that might sound like a strange thing to do, but actually the world tells us to cling to our old way of life. We are told to, you know, better the devil you know. Stick to what's safe and secure. Stick to what's certain. And one thing we've seen in this pandemic is the panic and the anxiety it's brought, because it has threatened our way of life. There are people who thought, you know, I'm fine, I'm healthy, I'm not vulnerable, who now feel vulnerable. People who think my way of life, that might have changed now, the way I socialise has changed, my career, what I thought I was going to do, totally blown out of the water. That certainty's gone. And I feel that in this time, the message from the world is cling to what you know. Don't let go of it. Cling to that old way of life. And my challenge is that we need to step into it. You know, in the gospel, in Luke, chapter 9, verse 24, Jesus gave us a totally countercultural way of looking at our life. He said, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. And if that's the first time you've heard that verse, that might sound pretty heavy. And it is. You know, some people think that Christianity is a crutch. Some Christians think that Christianity is a crutch. I've got to be honest, if you come here looking for a crutch, I'm really sorry, but I've got nothing for you. Because I don't think it is a crutch. It's a call to action. We live in this world which is full of darkness and is full of evil. And there'll be people watching this who've been committed Christians for years. And there'll be people who might have stumbled across this for the first time on social media, invited by a friend, not really sure what any of this is about. But anyone either end of that spectrum and anyone in between can agree that when you look at the world, there is darkness and there is evil. Just look at the news, pick up a history book, look back at your own past. You can see the darkness and the evil. And that can be scary. That can fill us with fear. You know, that doesn't necessarily make us want to step into a new life. That makes us want to cling to what we know, cling to what we feel is safe. And this is the incredibly empowering part of this message, because later in Romans, Paul talks about what our response should be to this new life available to us through the Spirit. He tells us this truth about who we are. He says that through the Spirit, we are more than conquerors. And I love that phrase. You know, if you ask my friends, what's Steve like? I would love them to say, oh, Steve, he's more than a conqueror. You know, he's courageous. He will do the right thing no matter what the risk involved. He's proactive. I'd love them to say that. In reality, they'll probably say, Steve, he's quite short and he's losing his hair, you know? But I want to be more than a conqueror. I'm excited by that. That's a calling that I want to go and follow. So here's what I'd encourage you. I'd encourage you to step into that life. I'd encourage you to put down the things that we're clinging to now and to say, yes, God, whatever you've got planned for me next, I'm up for it. Because we have a job to do to fight against evil and darkness that's in the world. And I can't do it in my own power and you can't do it in yours, okay? But we can do it through the power of the Spirit. And that Spirit, that power is made available to us, that new way of life. Now, that new way of life, I've got to tell you now, I don't believe it will be easy. You know, I believe that it will be difficult to go against the darkness and evil of the world to try and make it a better place, to change this world, to see God's kingdom come. That is tough. I don't believe that life will be easy, but I believe it will be full. I believe it will be full of connection. I believe it will be full of peace. And I believe it will be full of love. And I believe that living that life in community with God and with each other is the best foolish version of life that is available to us. Now, if you're new to faith or you've just watched this for the first time and you're thinking, do you know what? I recognize the fear, the anxiety, the depression and the disease that you talk about. And I kind of like the idea of this new, courageous life that is available to me. But I just don't really know if I buy into the God stuff, into this Jesus guy. I'm not sure if that's necessarily what I believe. Well, my advice would be don't take my word for it, but go and explore these topics. Because if this is true, then this is the most important thing. You know, spend some time thinking about those big questions. Now, as a church, we run an Alpha course. Alpha is a course that churches across the world run, and they're intended to create a safe space for people to come and ask these kind of big questions about life and hear what the Christian perspective on some of those things is. You know, why are we here? Is there a God? Is there any evidence that this Jesus guy even existed, let alone that he died and rose again? And we've got an Alpha course, actually, which is starting a week on Monday, on the 8th of June, and it's on Mondays for 7 weeks. It'll be through Zoom due to the social distancing situation we're currently in. I've been on 2 or 3 Alpha courses. Some I've gone to with friends, some I've gone to myself. And there's such an incredible space to go and ask these questions and discuss them with other people who have those same questions. So I'd really encourage you to do that. There'll be a link that comes up and you'll be able to find more about it on our website. But I'd really encourage you to do that. Thanks.